Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Reb Risty, Head Rebel at Rebel Marketing, a B2B marketing firm helping their clients tell their story one video at a time. And Reb, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk to you about using video in your marketing.
Yeah, it sounds like an exciting topic and looking forward to hearing from you in those regards today. So for starters, why should businesses even start using video as part of their content strategy?
Yeah, it's a great question. And simple answer is it works. It's not just saying that, but we're seeing it work for our clients. We're seeing it work for ourselves. And the research is there, too. There's a HubSpot study that was done a year or so ago that I love to share with people. They found just putting a video on a landing page increased conversion rates up to 80%. I mean, that's a staggering number, right? 80%. And imagine if you could get your landing pages to work that well. They also, in their study, saw that just putting video in the subject line of your email helped open rates up to 19-20%. So just being able to see the research behind it has really opened our eyes. And then we ourselves have also experienced that. We ran a campaign just a few months ago for a workshop that we were doing, and putting the video, we did the test with running the video in our email, our social, and then having no video. And it was amazing. We saw the results right there. Having no video in our email, we had good open rates, about 30.6%. When we put the video in the subject line, our open rate increased by 3%, which isn't a huge amount, but it's significant when you're talking about email open rates. But what was really impressive was our click-through rate. When we had no video in the email, we had a 5% click-through rate, and we put video in the email, we had an 11.9% click-through rate. So that's over double the click-through rate. And so we know it works. We're seeing it work for our clients. And it really is an engaging format, and people really need to start looking at using it. And especially in the B2B space, we're seeing it's still untapped. So just being ahead of the curve alone will get you some good results too using video.
Hey, good stuff and great information and a great place to start things off here today. Now, why aren't more companies using video marketing?
You know, we found when we're talking with our clients, because it's been a big push for ourselves and with them this year, it's a little bit of fear. It's kind of the number one reason. They're afraid to get on camera. They don't know where to start. So they're just hesitant, I guess, you know, to get started to be on camera. But I work with a really great coach here with our team, Katie Temple, and she's been able to really help our clients get comfortable in front of the camera. And then with us as their marketing team, we get behind them and we're putting a strategy. We've got, we do a 6-month strategy, so we know what topics they should be talking to. We write scripts for them. We really get them prepped and ready. So I would say that's the number one reason. And secondary, you know, people think it's expensive. It's not inexpensive, but there's ways that you can do it smartly to create the videos and package them so that it's cost effective. And then kind of the first reason, people don't realize how effective they can be. So that's kind of what we're seeing on why people aren't, or businesses aren't, using it quite yet.
And taking that even further, Reb, what is the difference between a video marketer and a videographer?
That's a great question. Where I think people get a little confused is A videographer is the guy or gal that's standing behind the camera, and they're really great. They're there to make you look good, make sure the lighting's right, that you're, you know, framed correctly, and they're very important, and you want a good videographer on your team for sure. But like I was mentioning before, a video marketer is what I do, and it's who I am. So we're going to help you not just create videos offhanded and, you know, whatever, but we're really going to make sure that's a good part of your strategy. It's integrated into your overall marketing program so that you're leveraging it, like not just, you know, the video itself, but where do you put it? You know, how do you put it into an email versus showing it on Facebook? You need different formats. The video needs to be a little bit different if you're going to be placing it on Facebook versus your website. So really having a video marketer and a marketing team behind that is going to help you get the best value out of creating those videos and help you get started and make sure that they're integrated into your marketing program and that you're using them appropriately. Otherwise, yes, video gets very expensive, and then you've got, I talk to businesses all the time who did a video or a series of videos, and they spent a lot of money on them, and now they're just sitting, you know, somewhere in someone's file, and they look at them every once in a while, but they're not being used, and it's a real shame, and I think it happens a lot because you don't have a good strategy and plan behind it, and then you're just wasting time. So you really want a good video marketing person helping you along with a good videographer.
And thanks for clarifying the differences between the two. Today we're joined by Reb Risty at Rebel at Rebel Marketing, a B2B marketing firm helping their clients tell their story one video at a time here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how should one start using video for their marketing strategy?
Yeah. You know, that's a great question, and we find the best way to get started is obviously putting the plan and strategy together. So we like to just look at overall what's our client doing, what are their goals and objectives, and then how can video help support that as part of their content strategy and their overall marketing strategy. And if a client hasn't done any videos before, the best ones to start with are just telling your story. You know, why did you start the business? Who is on your team that can also help tell this story? So we love to do team videos. It's a great way to show off your key executives, key knowledge on the team. So doing team videos is a good start. That way, because when people come to your website, it's great to have the photos and the bios, but if they can actually see you speaking and hear from your team as well as you on why you're great and what makes you different and how you can really help them, it just makes your whole story come to life. And with that, and it's also, we find our clients, it's easiest for them to, you know, they're naturally talking about themselves all the time, right? When you're going out and you're pitching what you do. So it's kind of, you already have a natural rhythm to tell that story, and we can get it down into, you know, a nice one minute or 1.5 minute video. We get that up on your website. We can start to share it on social. And before you know it, people are like, wow, I didn't even know you did that. But because you had your team member talk about it, all of a sudden, all these other opportunities start coming up as well. So that's what we like to do. We like to start with is team videos, making sure it is a good part of the strategy and it's worked into the plan, the overall plan.
And another question for you as well, Reb, what types of videos should a business create? Get into some of those details.
Yeah. You know, so starting with the team videos is great. I think strategically, you know, thought leadership is a great way to go. So what are you and your team knowledgeable about and what can you be sharing? So a lot of times you can do FAQs, right? What are the top questions that you get from your clients or prospective clients, and you can start there. You know, we do this for written blogs, so you can also take, if you do have a blog, you can take what you've already written for articles and just convert those and get some talking points out of that as well. So sharing knowledge is a great way to create a series of videos. If you're a product-based business, obviously showing off your product, talking about the features, the benefits, how to use your product or your service. So again, it's kind of starting off with your overall strategy and plan, and then creating a good roadmap. We like to do 6-month chunks. So we'll pick topics that are relevant for the client's audience, and we'll schedule those out and write the scripts. But yeah, once the team videos are done, then I think going into some knowledge-based FAQs are easy to start with. And if you do have a blog, convert some of those blogs into videos. You'll have great content. Probably will last you for a whole year. You'll have good content with if you start right there. So.
And that is some fantastic advice right there. Just get started. Reb, thanks for what you do in the space and for joining us on behalf of Rebel Marketing. Where can listeners connect with you and also get more information on Rebel Marketing online?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to our website. Rebel is spelled R-E-B-L, which is my name and initials, and that's rebelmarketing.com. Or give me a call. You can call me directly at 858-848-7325.
And you can't beat that. Again, Reb, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN. Much appreciated.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Have a great day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Reb Risty, Head Rebel at Rebel Marketing, a B2B marketing firm helping their clients tell their story one video at a time. And for all the details, visit RebelMarketing.com. Of course, this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.